Bernice Brown Scott is an 82-year-old resident of Wimberley, Texas, and she remembers what the Memorial Day flood was like for her family.
We ran up the stairs and we watched it from the stairs. It came up one step about every 8 minutes. And we didn't know when it would stop.
The water burst through locked doors, filling the house with so much water that the furniture was floating on it.
And as soon as the water started going down, the furniture floated and was rushed toward the windows and broke the windows out and went out completely. So we lost everything. It was just, you know, you're stunned. You don't know what to do. It's pitch black and the water is deep. And all you can do is sit and watch. It just was horrifying.
Among her possessions were thousands of photographs that she'd collected over the years of her children and grandchildren, family gatherings, vacations. Many of them were saved in a hard drive.
And I took it to two or three different places that were very qualified to restore things from a hard drive, and they said they could not get anything from mine because it was water damaged.
But what did manage to survive were a few photographs. Kind strangers helped return about a dozen photos to her. At least one of them ended up at the local Wimberley Village Library, which set up a lost and found right after the flood.
You know, we were all, I think, caught by surprise with the flooding and the extent of what happened to homes and to people. And so when I got the call from just a local volunteer in the community, can the library be the place of destination for people who find photos? Can they bring them in there? And I said, sure.
That's Carolyn Manning, the director of the library. She says at one point so many photos came in that they had to use floor space. And while there was no official count of the photos, she estimates people dropped off at least 5,000 photos. As word got out about these flood-damaged photos, an art conservator reached out with an offer to help recover them. Deborah Hess Norris, a University of Delaware professor and a graduate student, received 275 photos from Wimberley, including one that belonged to Bernice Brown Scott. The class worked on them for about 3 weeks in January at the Winterthur Museum in Wilmington, Delaware.
I'll show you.
So Norris is standing in a bright room that looks like an artist studio and a chemistry lab meshed together. There are large hoses dangling from the ceiling, an eye wash station along a counter, and paintbrushes and art supplies piled in corners. Norris carefully removes the lids of three beige boxes and takes out photos that are encased in transparent polyester sleeves.
But we have a range of photographs that are color and black and white from the 19th and 20th century. Representing digital photography as well, and they have been exposed to prolonged immersion in water during the floods.
When these photos arrived at Winterthur, they were covered in mud and other debris from the flood.
And our students then had to study each photograph, sort of determine the extent of damage and what could be done to actually treat them.
The first step is examining the photos with a microscope. The magnification allows the conservator to see if there's any flaking or scratches on the surface and if any dirt has become embedded in the emulsion.
After they had a better sense of the kinds of approaches that might work, they would typically start with what we would describe as dry techniques, not using moisture of any kind. Moisture and water on these damaged photographs can be very dangerous. And so we would typically start with very soft brushes to remove some of the loose dirt and grime. The problem with these photographs, however, is that many were covered with mud that had sort of caked on and dried on the surface. Mm-hmm. So in that case, you had to actually use small microspatulas to try and break up the mud and reduce its thickness.
Getting rid of the mud and silt takes time. Graduate student Deanna Hartman showed me a photo that she worked on for several hours.
This is a studio portrait of a young girl, possibly done sometime in the 40s, but I'm not really sure the date of this picture. And actually, the treatment didn't take too long. What took a little bit of a long time was kind of doing my cleaning tests, so trying out different things, making sure nothing was sensitive.
Hartman tested different solutions on the edges of the photo.
And I ended up cleaning the surface with a 1-to-1 mixture of deionized water and ethanol. And that worked really well, and just rolling it off gently with swabs, cotton swabs.
When it comes to flood damage, Norris says that ironically, some of the older photos stood a better chance of surviving than the more recent photos.
Because those photographs are made of silver image materials that are suspended in albumin.
In the earlier part of the 19th century, photographs were bound with collodion, or albumin, better known as egg white. Then in the 1870s, the gelatin silver process was introduced, and photos afterward were usually bound with gelatin. It proved to be more convenient to use because it requires shorter exposure times. But as it turns out, gelatin is more reactive to moisture.
So when these photographs that are comprised of gelatin are immersed in water, they tend to swell, they tend to get tacky and sticky.
Tammy Clare is a chemistry professor at Portland State University who focuses on art conservation. She says swelling happens because gelatin is made up of a protein called collagen, which has a similar composition to water.
If we were to sort of anthropomorphize collagen, we'd say, well, when collagen sees water, it sees a molecule that looks like itself, and so those two molecules, collagen and water, can interact very nicely.
And also to the detriment of the photograph. Norris says that art conservators have helped communities recover their belongings after disasters for decades. But the museum community got involved in these efforts rather recently, most notably in the aftermath of the Great Flood of 1993 that impacted the Midwest. She believed that as scientists predict more natural disasters in the future, the role of art conservators will become more important.
Because there's no doubt that as you watch the news worldwide, the extent of disasters, the impact of disasters, natural and man-made, unfortunately, are so significant and seem to be increasing very much so. So our focus is to ensure that institutions, museums, libraries are well prepared for disasters with disaster plans in place.
The 275 photos were shipped back to Texas in mid-February to be reunited with their owners. The photo returning to Bernice Brown Scott displays her grandson standing in a yard wearing denim blue overalls and holding a brown bottle to his mouth. Though it's only one of many photos she's kept of her grandchildren, she's eager to have it back home.
It was just too many things. You know, you don't remember what was lost until you reach for it and it's not there.
And even though the photo will still carry some permanent marks from the flood, she says something is better than nothing. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Eli Chen.